You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 243, The Foundation of This World. Thank you for tuning in today. We have a powerful message from Spirit, and after hearing this, you should be a bit more optimistic about the future of New Earth. We are living in tumultuous times, but through strengthening our connection to Spirit, we will be empowered to make it through. The message that I am sharing with you today is confirmation of the changes and the uncertainty that we face in our world today, but it also gives us guidance on how to make it through safely to the other side. I have always been deeply connected to Spirit, and dreams have always been a way for Spirit to communicate with me. In a sense, I see through my dreams. And this has always been a way for Spirit to guide me and show me what is really going on, whether it be in my personal life or on a larger scale. Now, some would call these visions, and others may say that I am traveling to parallel realities. I agree with both of them because when I have these dreams or visions, they are always very detailed. And when I wake up, I feel like a different person. The experience of what I have seen has changed me in some way. And I had one of these experiences just recently, and I'd like to share it with you. Please bear with me because there are a lot of details, but in the end, you will see how everything has a deeper meaning. So in my dream, Spirit showed me that I purchased an old Victorian home. It was large and beautiful. It had many floors and many rooms. The home was beautiful on the outside, and it seemed to be in decent shape on the inside. It was old, but it appeared to be sound. But as soon as I paid for the house, things started falling apart. A bunch of people that I didn't know started coming into my home, and they were coming through the front door. These were double doors that opened into a large living space. And as the people came in, I was very happy to see them, and directed them to the dining room. They were bringing their children and entire families to my home. I felt that the space was large enough for all of us, but as more and more people came in, stress was clearly being put on the house. It was as if the doors had not been used for a long time. The constant opening and closing was too much for the frame and the complete structure of the house. I started to notice stress cracks forming on the walls every time someone came through the door. The cracks got larger and larger. The wooden floor began to feel weaker, and the walls on the left side of the house looked as if they were going to fall off. I knew that we couldn't continue to use the front doors anymore, so I told the people to start using other entrances into the home. And the house had many doors, so it made it easy to redirect them. Before we were able to close off the main doors, the ceiling in the front room began to cave in, and a big circular chunk of the ceiling fell to the floor, and I could see clearly to the sky from the front room. I knew that it was getting dangerous for us to remain in that part of the house. We quickly cleaned up the mess, and I told everyone to go into the basement. I knew they would be safe there, and the basement was large enough to hold everyone comfortably. People started complaining about the basement being dirty and filled with old paint cans and debris. I told them that it was the only safe space in the house and that they would have to start cleaning it up. I knew there were lots of doors and we would not get trapped in the basement even if the roof completely fell in. So the main room I was in had to be taped off, so that no one would continue to come through the front doors anymore. This part of the house couldn't take the stress. So I went outside to look at the roof to see how bad it was. And as I stepped down off the porch, I looked to the left, and I saw that the house was attached to a beautiful large brick building. It was a school. It was made of a simple design in contrast to the house. A sanctuary was connected to the building, and it had a beautiful stone pathway leading up to it. I saw children playing on the roof of the school, and I knew that it was open to everyone. After seeing this, I felt so much better about purchasing the home because I knew that the school went along with it. And even if we had to tear the house down, we could rebuild it and everything was going to be fine. The school was in perfect shape and it was large enough to hold everyone. The masonry was pristine and the foundation was very firm. It looked brand new, but you could tell that it had been there for years. I then went back into the house, feeling much better about the situation. And as I entered the main room, there was a large table in the middle of the floor. A few people were waiting for me to come back into the house and sit down so we could have a meeting. I told them that we needed to move the table to a safer location because that room's foundation was not strong enough to hold us. So we picked up the table and moved it to a room that sat behind the main room. These rooms were divided by several pillars, and the foundation was much stronger there. Okay, so now, let me share with you some of the deeper meanings of this dream. Everything means something, and so to explain it all would take too much time, but I want to share some of it with you, and in this way, you will see how profound this dream or vision really was. As I awakened, the dream was still very vivid in my mind, and I knew that Spirit had shown me something very profound. At this point, Spirit began to translate the dream to me. They showed me that we have inherited a planet, and this was the house that I bought. Our world as we know it is falling apart from the top down, and the foundation is very weak. The infrastructure, which are the governments, the school systems, the medical care, and so on, were not built on strong foundations. They look good on the outside, but from the inside, they are collapsing. This is a message about what is happening right now on our planet Earth. The home represents our broken world that we have inherited as children of the sixth sun. Now it is our duty to heal and rebuild this world. All the people that came to my home represent people who are awakening at this time. People who are now finding my shows and sharing them with their friends and family. These people are beginning to practice the internal light meditation and other things that they are learning. This is putting stress on the old foundations of this world. Every time someone does the internal light meditation, it weakens the old structures. So when I directed them to the basement, Spirit said, "This represents me telling people that they must go within, that they must clean up their basements, and this is the shadow work. We must all return to our solid foundation that can only be found within us, and this will help us make it through. It may be the part of yourself that you don't want to see. And for many, it's the part that has been abandoned, and it needs a lot of work. The sanctuary connected to the school shows us that we must remain connected to our source. We must remain connected to our divinity as we learn and grow. It had no symbols on it in the dream. So our connection to source is not determined by religion or any kind of faith that we know of now. It is all about a true source and soul connection. This will give us a solid foundation on which we can grow and rebuild our world. The school represents ancient Masonic teachings, and this is why it was made of brick. The true Masons taught ancient wisdom that upheld humanity. Those teachings were never used to enslave us until the Dark Ones came along. The ancient wisdom keepers honored and upheld the universal laws, which were represented by the pillars that separated the rooms. The problem is the creators of this modern world lost respect for universal laws, and they went beyond them to build this world. And that is why it is falling apart now. The foundation is very weak. The ancient teachings will give us a strong foundation to build our new earth upon. In the dream, the children were playing on top of the school. Because if we teach our children the ancient wisdom, it will put them on top. They are our future, and we must give them a strong foundation on which to stand. The sacred wisdom is for all of us, not just for a few, to use and to manipulate the rest of humanity. That wisdom represents thousands and thousands of years of knowledge that can help us rebuild and uplift our societies once again. The ancient wisdom is still present, but it has just been overshadowed by the materialistic modern world that most people have fallen in love with. But materialism does not uphold the sacred pillars of universal laws. The weak foundation of the home represents the foundation of this world. The illusions of wealth and prosperity have created artificial structures with no solid foundation and are now showing signs of collapse. And the more people that begin to awaken, the more stress it will put on this profane, non-sacred, non-spiritual, carnal world that was built on illusions. The roof of the house falling in represents a fall from the top down. The stress cracks are signs that we must come at this from a different direction if we don't want the entire house to fall in on us. Because if we keep moving in the same direction, this house will completely collapse. We must acknowledge the universal laws once again and begin to rebuild our new structures based on the pillars that respect all life and the free will of all creatures. This world is for all of us. We are only the stewards, the caretakers of this beautiful earth. And while we are here, it is our duty to protect all life and to honor the source of all creation. Until we choose this path to awaken and to reclaim our light, we will be doomed to perish in the fall. You are mighty, powerful beings of light. You must remember who you are and begin to take your power back by aligning your will with the universal will of Source. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Peace and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.